Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chas, and it is day 28 of the dog days of podcasting. And I've been having a lot of fun, and I realize we are coming down to the end of this, and that is going to be sad. I'm definitely going to miss everyone. The neat thing about this challenge is it happens once a year, so it's kind of like a reunion with a bunch of podcasters, and every year there's some new friends. So it's a lot of fun being able to do it. And the other neat thing is, I don't think I could do this year round. I mean, when I get towards the end of the challenge, I think, oh man, I'm going to miss this. And I am going to miss this. And I keep thinking, oh, I'll do like weekly. Yeah, that doesn't always happen. But the neat thing is you go throughout the year and you know that, oh yeah, I can always do that daily thing, and I can do that in August. And so it's neat, you know, you get to try your hand at it and see if you can do it. And even if you can't do every day, you do what you can, and that's good enough. Because honestly, nobody's really counting. Okay, maybe Dave Slusher was, but he's not very good at it. Nobody's counting. Just picking on you, Dave. Nobody's counting who's doing every single day. Nobody's checking up on you. This is the challenge, as Dave says, with the loosest rules possible. Whatever you decide to do, that is what the dog days is. And the challenge can be listening. The challenge can be recording. The challenge could be, I'm going to do whenever I can, you know, and that's fine. And I love it. Anyway, so today I had to go to the dentist, annual checkup, get, you know, some x-rays and so forth. And, I got some pretty cool compliments. I was basically told by both my hygienist and my dentist, wow, you have really great teeth. Oh, wow, really great. Your teeth are looking good. Oh, you floss well. You brush well. I'm sitting here going, really? I am? Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, I floss and yeah, I brush. And I mean, it's, you always think you're not doing enough. Although I had to ease up on the flossing this last year, actually. I made a cavity fall, not a cavity, a filling. I messed up one of my fillings from over flossing. And it was basically, I was wearing at the tooth and it made the space between the filling and the tooth too thin or something. I don't know. But you can over floss, but I don't know. I just do it when I feel like there's something in my teeth, right? Anyway. And then, as I was leaving and paying, the receptionist, she's looking at my chart, and she's setting everything up, and she goes, is this right? You don't look 40. Yeah, I'm 40. Wow. 30s, maybe, but not 40. It's like, yep, age is just a number. So, I mean, and I truly believe that, and I don't care what I look like. I mean, I care to a point, but not, I don't care do I look my age or not. I look old enough that I'm no longer being carded, so that's good. But other than that, it doesn't really matter. But I've always been the person that was thought to be younger than I was. And I never want to be the person who's like, oh, I look younger than I am. And everybody around me go, no, because if you've been a baby face your whole life, when you get older and you're no longer a baby face, sometimes it's hard to change that in your brain. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm off point and distracted. But I'm going to talk about Gotham. Now, I did not want to watch Gotham because I had heard all sorts of things about it. And it was, oh, let's do Batman without Batman. And you know what? It shouldn't be called Gotham. It should be called GCPD. If we called it GCPD, it would be more accurate and people would go into it understanding this is not a story about Batman. This is a story about Jim Gordon, because that's what it is. It's Jim Gordon's story, and it's fun. Honestly, anytime they involve Bruce Wayne, it's the least interesting. Although, I think his name's Sean Pertwee. Is it Sean or Doug or whatever? Anyway, The guy that plays Alfred is amazing. He's definitely up there with my favorite Alfreds. He might be my favorite Alfred. I don't know. He's really making me rethink the Alfred character. And so that's really good. And Selena Kyle, the actress who's playing her and the way they're portraying her, she's amazing and I love her. I just don't care about Bruce Wayne. But I do like Jim Gordon, and I do like that he has to walk this fine line. He's a cop in a corrupt, it starts out, he's a cop in a corrupt police department, and he wants to do things honestly and right. But you can't, because everything's broken. And his partner is very crooked, but he's still a good guy. And it's Bullock, and I love Bullock, and getting him portrayed in live action is amazing. And the actor, I forget his name, he's a comedian, he used to have that sitcom. Anyway, the guy they got playing him is amazing, and I love it. And throughout their relationship, you can see that Jim starts to fudge the rules a little, and Bullock gets cleaner. So, like, they meet somewhere in between, but, you know, Jim is constantly dealing with this balance and this struggle of, well, I really need to get this thing done. And it's like, yeah, but does the end justify the means? And what does that do to you? And so that's really cool. Plus, we're getting some really fun and interesting origins. I think that this is possibly one of the most interesting versions of Penguin ever. I really enjoy their Riddler story. I wish they would stop trying to hint, like, is this the Joker? Maybe. No, no. Is this the Joker? Maybe. No, no. Shut up. Leave the Joker out of it. I don't want Batman. I don't want the Joker. Just leave them all out of this, okay? We don't need it. Now, I am behind. I am only up to whatever is on Netflix, so anything I say, if you're up to date, you might be thinking, man, you're crazy, because the latest season negates whatever you're saying. Anyway, I love it. I love the way that we've seen the different characters. I like how we've been introduced to so many of the characters. You know, I mean, yeah, I've got problems, and there's some of them where it's like, oh, really? Really? Don't do that. But, I mean, I'd give it a good, 8 out of 10. I definitely enjoy watching it. And, again, I binge it, so I don't know if I would enjoy waiting every week for this, but I binge it, and I have fun with it. And as long as you go into it thinking it's not Batman, it's GCPD, then I think you can enjoy it. And I'm going to pair this, not with anything that really goes with the show, but what we had today, and that is with some pho. We have a really wonderful pho restaurant here, and I grabbed some pho takeout because Tech was not feeling well. His back is all messed up. And so I brought, he wanted pho, I brought it home, and it was really great. I've never done it takeout, by the way. I've only ever done it sit down. It was really great. They had the noodles and the veggies and the protein and the spices and all that stuff in a bowl, in a plastic bowl with a lid. And then the broth was separate. And then I'm not sure what it's called for pho, but basically tare, you know, the seasonings and the gel that gives it the flavor, in little solo, little tiny cups. And then the bean sprouts and the herbs separate. So when you get home, you just kind of combine everything together. Oh, really good. And there is something magical or medicinal about pho. You eat it and it fills you and it makes you feel good. And you order it to whatever specialty that you want. For me, I got seafood today. And I had all different kind of seafood. And I love seafood because it's just that pure shot of protein. Tech, he had the medium rare beef, and his had meatballs in it also, and I think some pork, I'm not sure. It was a bunch of different kinds of meat, and I love it. I absolutely love it. You eat it, and it fills you with good, you know, you've got the good veggies, you got the yummy noodles, you got the good protein, and then the broth, it warms you up inside and out in a good way. And yes, I know it's August, and I'm talking about soup, but it's a cold August. It's pretty cold. I mean, it's at like 70 degrees here. I think that's the conversion. It's, like 22 degrees Celsius here. It's pretty cold for August. August should be much, much hotter. So awesome.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.